Well, you can never be too sure what the delivery guy is dropping in the mailbox or at the front door. Wall Street Journal reporter John Camp says fentanyl and other synthetic narcotics are now streaming into the U.S. through international parcels. The deliveries are helping fuel an opioid crisis that claims tens of thousands of U.S. lives each year. How does it work and what's being done about it when it comes to these deliveries? John, what have you uncovered?
Well, we're really trying to understand how really dangerous synthetic opioids like fentanyl and its many chemical cousins are getting here to the U.S. These are drugs that have really played a major role in making the heroin and opioid crisis much worse in recent years. And they're also arriving oftentimes from places like China in a very challenging way. They're coming through parcels and through the postal service and through private carriers, and it's very, very difficult to stop.
Wow. Post office, UPS, FedEx, they're all making these deliveries and not knowing it?
There's legislation right now aimed at one challenge, which is that the post office doesn't always collect data when their foreign counterparts ship packages here. And so the thought is that some of this data, for example, who the package came from, where it's going to, what's in it, assuming somebody doesn't fake that data, could be helpful in providing some clues and a trail that could help intercept these packages more. The private carriers do collect it, but that said, authorities say that it's coming through all channels.
Then it can come in a really small package, I guess, as you were saying, just I don't know, a needle or two or a pouch or something?
Right, we're talking about it would really come in the form of a powder, and it really could be any amount. The issue with this stuff is that it's very potent in small amounts, so you don't need to ship a huge box of it to make a lot of money or provide a user with quite a few doses.
Wow, there's not an X-ray machine or some sort of detection device that can pick up drugs that are shipped in, cardboard boxes or something?
It's just really, really difficult. You have to think about it this way. We're talking about drugs that are very potent in very small amounts, so you don't have to ship that much to make money. On the other hand, we're talking about hundreds of millions of pieces of incoming mail every year that come from overseas. So you're talking about very small needles, and you're talking about a really, really huge haystack. So it's very challenging. And even added to that, they don't even want drug-sniffing dogs looking for this stuff, because things like fentanyl, they're so potent that in inhaling it can kill you.
Goodness, I didn't even think about that. All right, so you mentioned China. Where else is this stuff coming from that they know of?
That is the main place that authorities are concerned about these days. In essence, what they believe, what the DEA and others believe, is that there are a lot of laboratories over there that are making these drugs, and that people can order them on the dark net, like on a hidden corner of the internet, and that sometimes they're coming straight to alleged dealers, and sometimes they're even going straight to the mailbox of a user, and there's no middleman.
Goodness. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter John Camp. He's written a piece entitled "When the Mailman Unwittingly Becomes a Drug Dealer." Are there any proposed solutions, legislative or otherwise, that are being looked at?
There are a couple of ideas out there that are in the works right now in Congress. One of them is a bill aimed at really kind of beefing up the capabilities of Customs so that they have some more resources and some more tools to essentially screen more packages, you know, or screen them better. The other thing is a bill that is aimed at requiring overseas shippers to provide certain data up front for packages that end up delivered through the U.S. Postal Services to try and create more of a paper trail and more information that can help track these packages and help Customs intervene. And I shouldn't say paper trail, actually. It's really an electronic data trail, to be specific. The idea is to send data in advance that Customs can review and use to try and help find that needle.
Unbelievable. Wall Street Journal reporter John Camp. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.